Hogue took the snap, turned and handed behind him to Zach Loeffler. Both of them run out far as they can to that left sideline, going to pick up a couple yards with Loeffler, the ball carrier, and Loeffler picks up about four. Bringing us up second down, and what do we got? Second and seven. Wildcats over the ball. Hogue back into the shotgun. Receivers split wide left and right. In simple handoff again. Here we
there
go. That same play to Loeffler. Breaks some tackles down the right side, and the Warriors chase him down.
Matt Koss been working hard on this drive. Took him down there once again. He's senior, 5'8". Man, those handoffs. Never know
I'll tell
go.
You what, it's the same play. Half the plays right now, the same play. But like you said, the coach is going to say, if it works, we're going to keep running. Andrew Pichette also in on the tackle there for the North Huron Warriors. First and 10 for the Wildcats, now deep into Warrior territory.
It's been a slow start to the quarter.
Working first and 10 on the 15-yard line. Quarterback keep off the left side. Jared Hogue on the keeper will pick up about a good carry there, about 6 or 7 yards. But Hogue, he gets up limping on that play. They can't lose that ball player right there. Jared Hogue has just been leading this team all night tonight.
As the rain starts to come down again, about 7:15 in the third, 20-12 North Huron.
Second down and about five for the Wildcats. Back into the shotgun, same play. Handoff right up the middle to Loeffler. And Loeffler takes it hard to the center of the field and just a few yards short of the touchdown, but enough for another Wildcat first down as the rain comes down hard.
54, Andrew Pichette again with the tackle, but wasn't enough to stop that first down.
55, Marcus Adams in for the North Huron Warriors. It'll be first and goal on about the 3-yard line. Hogan Loeffler in the backfield in the same play we've seen all night long. Inside handoff to Zach Loeffler, and the Wildcats put 6 on the board.
Wow. You're right. It's the same play.
Same play.
All the way down.
It's just an inside handoff. You've got Loeffler standing to the left side of Hogan. I mean, Hogue. They stand there parallel on the field. Hogue takes the shotgun snap. Either fakes the handoff or hands off to Loeffler.
That's what I think's getting them.
And basically, that's what they're using to generate most of the plays. And here's the same play for the point after. But they're using that same play into leading into even to some of the pass plays.
Yeah, they cut that out completely this quarter.
So the point after stop, let's see, its score is going to be 20-18. North Huron Warriors still on top with 6:39 to go here in the third quarter. And the rain's coming down hard.
Every time we say it,
wow,
we got to stop talking.
Wow.
Beautiful weather, and then the rain starts coming down. So, but, you know, maybe that's why they're keeping the ball on the ground.
Well, we'll take a quick break, guys, on this one as we get ready to a little more action here in the third quarter. 6:39 to go in the third quarter. Again, the score, the Warriors, 20. Mayville Wildcats, 18.
At Countryside Sales and Service of Seabowing, they sell what they run. Countryside Sales and Service is your closest authorized dealer for Mack trailers and parts, founded by truckers for truckers. Countryside Sales and Service of Seabowing has thousands of new and used parts in stock, with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week and open late for your fall harvest breakdowns. Visit countrysidemi.com. And Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery ticket, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and many convenience items. Open 7 days a week. Stacks Market of Owendale. Like a little truck stop, but without the showers.
You are number one North Huron Warrior fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact the Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Great rates, superior service, and local people you can count on. Everyone at Fine and Smith Insurance Agency supports area athletes and hope you enjoy the game. For a no obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
Welcome back to Warrior Field here as the rain comes down with 6:30 to go here in the third quarter. Alex Shornack taking the short kick at about the 30-yard line. We'll return it right up to right around the 42-yard line. Brings up the Warriors. First down, first and 10 on their own 42. And a quick handoff off the right side. Warriors pick up about a yard on that one. Ooh. Second down. Take the snap, and boy, that must be getting awful wet out there. You can tell it's coming down and fumbled. But Nick Sharapsky, number 25, the quarterback for the Warriors, falls on the ball and will bring up a third down, loss of a couple. So third and 12 on the clock with 5:39 to go here in the third quarter. Sharapsky out of the shotgun. Hands off to the inside, number 23, Matt Coat, the ball carrier. But coming through the line big time for the Mayville Wildcats. In on the blitz, number 45, Zach Loeffler. And Loeffler catches him way in the backfield. Going to be lost of a couple yards on that one. That'll bring up a fourth down. Fourth down and a big one.
They've gone on it every time so far tonight. So
fourth and 18.
And a timeout.
The Warriors look like they were going to go for it. Let's see what happens. It'll be a timeout in North Huron. I think the coach kind of thought about that one here, guys. We got fourth and 18. Do we want to give them the ball if we don't get it on the 35-yard line?
Long play to go.
Even on an interception, they would be in good field position. But like we said earlier in the ball game, when they had that one interception, when Mayville intercepted about 40 yards down the field, if they'd have knocked it down, they'd have been 40 yards ahead.
That's one of those plays you don't think about until after.
So we'll see what the coach is going to call on this one. This is like a light switch, man, on and off and
it
on.
Really has been all night.
But let me highly recommend, if you're in the area, stopping here just for the pulled pork sandwiches.
I'm telling you, we just got these.
Wow.
Goodness.
I don't think we'll be getting out of here too early tonight after the fourth quarter is over with, so we're going to have to sample a few more.
I
want to thank the North Huron Warrior Athletic Boosters and the North Huron Warrior FFA. Guys, thank you for taking care of us here tonight. And that'll bring up a fourth down, and Warriors will go for it. Look at splitting two receivers on both sides. It's going to be a pass play. Look at deep down the field.
No good.
And incomplete. The pass was intended for number 23, Matt Coth.
Now that is tough because you risk the interception, that's fine. They catch it down there. It's almost a better scenario, but
now you come back and you got a first and 10 here for the Mayville Wildcats with great field position.
And then cutting it down to two the last drive, that's kind of a risky move to make.
So now it's going to be first and 10. Well, you put a lot of faith in that defense. Guys, they'll step up to the plate, and here we go. First and 10 on the 35-yard line for Mayville. Wildcats break over the ball. As we've seen all night, split receivers wide left and right. Loeffler, the lone back, stands to the left side of Hogue, the quarterback, in that same play. Hand off to the inside. Jared Hogue hands off to Zach Loeffler. Loeffler takes it right up the middle, picks up about 2 yards.
Big man in the middle there, number 90, Vernon Bruce, to bring him down.
And a second and 8 for the Wildcats. 4:35 to go here in your third quarter. Wildcats break out of the huddle. Back to their standard formation, split wide left and right receivers. Loeffler in the backfield.
Here's that
same
draw again.
Play, keeper, and he does the same fake on that one.
88 Quinduta there. Number 90.
Jared Hogue, though, you know what, guy? This is the second time, Josh, that he's limping over to the sideline.
Yeah, he's getting beat up tonight, but
I'll tell you what, though, he's a key player here for this machine of a Wildcat offense.
We'll be in that.
So we've got a new quarterback in now as Hogue steps out. Looks like Nick Phillips Nick out there is going to take over for the quarterback duties for the Wildcats out of the shotgun, and Nick does the same thing that Jared just did. And a fumble! And the officials are already signing this one and saying this is a North Huron ball. Let's see what they do when they come out of the stack. Yes, it is. The Warriors take over on the fumble.
It's a big play there.
54, Andrew Pichette in there, one of the players